AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, President Trump says Kilmar Abrego Garcia was returned to the U.S. to face criminal charges related to what his administration says was a massive human smuggling operation.
He should have never had to be returned. I mean, you take a look at what's happened with him. You take a look at what they found in the grand jury and everywhere else.
Trump also said his conversation Thursday with the Chinese leader ahead of the next round of trade negotiations with China on Monday was very positive.
I talked to President Xi for, I guess, more than 2 hours. We had a very good talk. It's a complicated deal, but it's a deal that's, bring us a lot of money and a lot of everything else. And we get along very well with President Xi and with China.
The AP's Jennifer King reports that the U.S. High Court has ruled in favor of DOJ access to sensitive federal files.
The Supreme Court is siding with the Trump administration in its first appeal involving DOJ, the effort once headed by Elon Musk. The ruling clears the way for Department of Efficiency teams to tap into Social Security systems containing personal data on millions of Americans. The administration says DOJ needs access to carry out its mission of targeting waste and fraud in the federal government. Three liberal judges dissented. The ruling halts an order from U.S. District Judge Ellen Hollander in Maryland, who sided in part with the plaintiffs, a group of labor unions and retirees, and cited federal privacy laws in finding that DOJ's efforts at Social Security amounted to a fishing expedition. Social Security holds data on nearly everyone in the country, including school records, salary details, and medical information. I'm Jennifer King.
At a news conference, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says President Trump's feud with Elon Musk over the budget bill is a, quote, welcome development.
To the extent that Elon Musk has made the point that the bill is a disgusting abomination, we agree.
This is AP News. Transgender troops are facing a tough decision amid the Trump administration's renewed ban on transgender service. AP's Sagar Magani.
Those who voluntarily leave will get double the normal separation pay and won't have to pay back any earned bonuses or tuition costs. Those who refuse to volunteer could have to return money.
The military is my life.
Specialist Ronnie Farrow planned to stay in the Army at least another decade, but felt forced to sign a voluntary separation agreement.
I was literally backed into a corner.
Worried she'd have to pay back her $18,500 reenlistment bonus if she did not.
My commander basically said it was my only option in order to make sure my kids are taken care of.
Farrell says it should never have come to this.
We signed up to do what nobody else would do, and we're getting stabbed in the back for it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.